I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this wonderful Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so thankful for you and thankful that you have decided to join us this morning. We have a great, great show in store for you today. As many of you know, every week we like to have conversation with a lot of times our business members of I've Decided, but our guests geared around our weekly winning word that shows up in your email, in your inbox as a business member or a community member of I've Decided every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And then during the week, we just talk about that and focus on it. And so this week, it's all about education. And so we have our awesome business resource here with us today, Lincoln College Abe. And of course, representing them is Nissa Catton. Hey, Nissa.
Hey, Kim.
How
Thanks
are
you? Thanks for having me. I'm good. Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited. I'm always happy to be with you any chance I get. Always a fun time. So glad you are here. So we are talking about education this week. And obviously, Lincoln College Abe is more of that formal education. We're going to, you know, there are different types of education.
Absolutely.
But today we're kind of focusing on that formal education. And you guys really specialize for adult education.
Yes.
So tell us all about that.
All right. So what we do is we offer a hybrid accelerated bachelor's degree program to non-traditional or contemporary students. So those students are going to look like full-time moms, single dads, who knows, full-time working individuals. So essentially, we have three admissions requirements. Our students have to be at least 23 years of age or older. They have to have a transfer GPA of at least a 2.0, and they have to have at least 3 years of full-time work experience. So what we're looking for is we want individuals that have real-life experience so that they can use it within the classroom. They need that maturity level to be able to apply the things that they know outside of the classroom in their everyday career or in their everyday life and apply it to the coursework that they're doing in the classroom. The classes are offered one night a week. The rest is online. And every 5 weeks, our students move on to a new course. So it is a 16-week course in a five-week period. So it's pretty intense.
It's accelerated.
Yes, accelerated. Absolutely.
Which Abe... So A stands for
Accelerated Bridge to Education Program.
Right.
Yes, Abe, haha, Lincoln. yes, we offer a very convenient hybrid format for those accelerated courses. And that one night a week is actually at ICC's Peoria campus right off of university. So it's right here in Peoria.
So it's really convenient.
Yes.
It's been awesome having you guys as a business member of I've Decided and just really loved watching you grow because we kind of started around the same time.
Yeah,
how many years has Lincoln College Abe been going over?
I feel like I've Decided members for about 3.5 years or so. We've been in the Peoria area about the same amount of time. We started recruiting in September of 2015, but our first class wasn't offered until January of 2014. Did I say 2013?
You said 2015.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no. That's
September,
right. Yeah. September 2015, we started recruiting. January 2016 is when we offered our first course.
Okay. Yep. And so you guys started with how many students?
One. Yes. And it was when I started at our Peoria location. The funny thing is I started at our normal location as an admissions counselor. And my executive director, he came to me on my second day and he said, by the way, everyone, our Peoria site coordinator unfortunately stepped down from his position. So we are looking for a new site coordinator. It just requires some admissions and advising work. So if you know of anyone. And I was like, why am I commuting all the way to Normal when I could be in Peoria and I could do advising? and admissions at the same time. So I told him that I thought my skill set could be better utilized in a larger capacity. So essentially, we had the interviews, and I got the job. And I've been so grateful to have this opportunity to be in my position in Peoria. It did require a lot more than just admissions and advising.
Yeah,
disclose that. So I also teach our orientation. I maintain all of our partnerships. I host our open houses, which I just did on Wednesday the 31st, from 5:30 to 7. We had an open house. And yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. I also write our course rotation. So based on the number of students that are in the program and the overlaps in the curriculum, I decide what classes are being offered every 5 weeks.
You're running the show. That's what
bit.
I like to
yeah.
say.
So, yeah. So my sanity
is... You always think you're that you're blessed for your job. I think they're blessed to have someone like you.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Running the show. So you started with one student.
Yes.
But now you guys are...
We're over 50 now. Yeah, actually.
That's awesome.
We are... it's growing. And the over 50, the funny part is that that's including the past 2 years of commencement graduation. We've actually had 20 students graduate from Peoria, and we're still over 50. So, I mean, if that looks like anything, you know, that I could technically say we have like 70 students.
So that's
since we graduated. Absolutely. Yes.
I love that. That's awesome success. And you've been a part of it from the beginning. And you know what else I love is, and I know that you guys can tell this just by listening to Nyssa on the radio show today, but you're so personable.
Oh, like, thanks, Kim.
I mean, you got like the marketing skills too. You know,
I try.
Is that a formal education in marketing, or is that just natural personality?
No, I think it's just a personality thing. But oddly enough, my formal education is in art. while I was earning my degree, I dabbled in elementary education, thought I might want to teach, and I knew I wanted to be in some form of education. I did teach preschool for a while, and then I worked in, high school, secondary education. And I kept kind of floating around going, I know that this is right for me. I just don't know where my little area that I'm going to be the most passionate about is. And that ended up being higher education. So, I mean, when you're passionate about something, I think that's the big thing is that you want to share it with other people. And so you talk about it nonstop. My husband giggles all the time. We'll be out. I did it on Mother's Day, actually. I overheard a woman talking about how frustrated she was because she just wanted to be able to get her degree. And she already had her associates and she couldn't find anything in the area. But she didn't want to do completely online. And that everything was so expensive and she wasn't going to be able to quit her job. And I looked at my husband and I was like, I know it's Mother's Day and I know I shouldn't. I'm so sorry, but can you go get my business cards out of the car? So he did. And my son and I went over and talked to her. And then when my husband came in, I handed her my business card and she called a week later and it was fantastic. But it, like I said, when you're passionate about it, you want to share it with others.
And then that's so cool. And then when they come in, they get to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I just think I can see that you love it. It's so rewarding. I would imagine just you go through with them every step of the way.
Yeah. And that's the thing I love the most about my job is that I can go from bringing them in admissions to all the way to finishing their degree.
Yeah. Oh, you guys stay with us. There's more to come. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We're so happy that you're with us today. I am talking to Nyssa Catton from Lincoln College Abe, and we are talking about our weekly winning word this week, education. And of course, Abe they cater to the adult learning, yes, which is awesome. So if you're listening and you are an adult and over the age of 23 specifically, mm-hmm.
Or have your associates and just slightly or under that age requirement.
Oh, you can sneak them in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That associates, as long as it's from one of our partner institutions like ICC.
Ah, good to know. But you at least need to be in that adult. But mm-hmm. Maybe you're my age. You're 48.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You have been thinking about finishing your higher education or even completing a higher education. I mean, you know, there's no better time. It's like, stop waiting. Let's just get to it. There are many reasons why. Mm-hmm. I always love looking up definitions of words. It's like my favorite thing to do. It's crazy, I know. But you learn so much when you really start looking at a definition mm-hmm. of a word, because a lot of times you think it means something, and then it's like, oh, well, that's a little different. But obviously education, but it's the process of facilitating learning or the acquisition of knowledge, skills, values, beliefs, and habits. So education really is just about acquiring knowledge.
Yes.
And you can do that in many, many different ways. But, you know, we want to encourage you, if you are an adult listening to the show and you have, if it's been riding around on your shoulder, that you need to get that education, that formal education, get that bachelor's degree. Now is the time. And why? Why should you do it? We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Well, the first thing that's on my list, and everybody loves this, is more money. So literally, in my research for our winning resource, 56% more money. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, your earning potential is up to 56% more than those who do not have a bachelor's degree.
So you can actually earn 50% more than you are now, potentially, even.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you've been working at a job for a very long time and you've worked your way up, certainly that might be a little more comparable. But if you are just getting started, if you're in your 20s or even early 30s and you're just getting started in your career, if you just finish that higher education, get your bachelor's degree, you could be making 56% more money.
Well, and even then, some of those that have been working in their position, and that's very unfortunate, but it's true. Employers are looking to see that you can apply yourself to something, that you are loyal enough, and you can learn, you can be taught. And that's the whole reason they want to see that bachelor's degree required that everyone keeps reading in all of these position postings. It's because these employers want to know that you can do it. And so if you haven't proven yourself with that piece of paper, then they're fearful to hire you or to put you in a higher paying position because they don't necessarily know you haven't proven yourself. And if you have, then still there might be other individuals who have worked towards that bachelor's degree that just meet those requirements and you get passed up. And that's the real reality about
it's the unfortunate. It's the way unfortunate is not necessarily the right word. Higher education is a good thing.
Yes.
And, but unfortunately you can get passed over, especially today because most everybody is coming out of school with at least a bachelor's degree and now more so even master's.
Yes.
I mean, the average person going into college now is coming out with a master's degree. So the ante's going up there. So we got to stay in. What you said made me think of this quote. You said organizations, companies are looking for these degrees, bachelor degrees, at least because it shows that you're loyal. It shows that you can stick with something. It shows that you've invested in yourself, that you believe in your ability, and more than anything, that you're able to learn.
Yes.
That you're willing to learn, capable and able. This quote I have here, it says, "If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you."
Oh, I like
that. That's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one.
That's a great quote. So, why should you finish your education or get your bachelor's degree if you're an adult? Because you most likely will make more money.
Yes.
What about, okay, so you might be listening and are you miserable in your job?
No, I hope not.
I mean, I hope not, but we know that most people are. Most people are, you know, a lot of people are not loving their job or not happy in their job, but sometimes they want a completely different career. Mm-hmm. How often does someone come to you, Nyssa, that says, they're working in one area, but they've always wanted to do something else?
I would honestly say that's probably about half of our students. They come in and they say they just want a completely different change. And unfortunately, it's true. Yeah, sometimes you get stuck in a position and it just takes that little extra push that goes, you know what, I'm going to do something about it. And so they'll come to us and they'll get the degree. The great thing, though, about our program is that a lot of individuals don't have the opportunity to leave their job and pursue their degree. But in our program, they don't have to leave their job, you know, even if they're not happy during that time. They can be working and pursuing their education so that they can make that shift without having to lose their financial stability.
Right. So,
yep.
Amazing. Okay, so maybe you want to get a different job or change your career altogether. While we're talking about that, can we sidebar for just 1 second?
Yeah.
What kind of career, what do you offer?
Oh, our degree options. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So we offer degrees in business management, organizational leadership, criminal justice, health services administration, supply chain logistics, liberal arts. And then we also offer something completely unique that most four-year institutions don't offer. We have what are called capstone degrees. So two of our degrees are specifically designed for students who have completed an Associate of Applied Science. Those are usually more technical degrees, so they're a little too focused that when they go to transfer, a four-year institution will say, "Now we can't take that whole degree, it's too focused. You have to repeat gen eds or take more additional gen eds." And if the students are pursuing one of our two capstone degree programs, we take the entire Associate of Applied Science and we apply it to that degree.
Oh, wow.
So one of those is a Bachelor's of Applied Management in Entrepreneurship. It doesn't mean you have to go open your own business, but it does give you the skill set to be able to do so if you would want to. But it's very similar to our business management degree program. It's just something that's catered more towards those students that have that particular situation, the Associate of Applied Science. And then we also have a Bachelor of Applied Science in Organizational Leadership, very similar to our Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Leadership, essentially helping you to develop a leadership style. It's very popular with individuals who are looking at working at positions within nonprofits. I have individuals who work for OSF who are getting this degree. It's all about developing your people skills, your interpersonal relationships, so that that way you can be a better person, a better leader.
So there you go. Those are awesome careers that you could look into.
Yeah,
and degree options. So that's awesome. So if you're looking to change your job or a career altogether, those are some options for you. And of course, that personal satisfaction, that's on the list. You know, yes. Just personal
satisfaction. The pin in the
hat. Yeah.
Right?
That pin in the hat. Just the personal satisfaction of knowing that you have accomplished. There are many more reasons why you should finish your education. We'll talk when we get back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Well, I am in the studio with Nissa Catton from Lincoln College Abe, and we are talking about our weekly winning word, education. And of course, we're so thankful to business resources, Nissa, like Lincoln College Abe. And we have actually 60 business member resources so far and growing to help you achieve your goals and dreams. And that's exactly what we do at I've Decided. Our purpose is to help you achieve whatever it is that you desire to achieve. So what's your goal? What's your dream? Get connected with us and we can help you. We can provide you all the pieces of the puzzle for success. And we'd love to connect with you. And more importantly, we'd love to have you join our community. And you can do that at ivedecided.org. And when you join the community, you'll get your success planner and journal, and you'll start getting your weekly resources in your inbox every Sunday. And you can follow along with us on the show, which is really a cool thing to do, I think. So when we left for the last break, we were talking about why, you know, if one of your goals is to finish your education, to get your bachelor's degree, and you are an adult over the age of 23, or if you're just under 23 and you have an associate's degree, Nissa says she can sneak you in.
I said, but if it's from a partner institution, okay, we'll look at it.
But just use the rule of thumb, older than 20, 23 or older. Abe is definitely an option for you. And that's what we wanted to share today. And we're talking about why. You know, why should you, if it's nudging at you and it's something you want to do, hopefully today you're going to hear some good things that are going to motivate you to just go ahead and pull that trigger and decide to do it. You know, why? And so before we left, Nissa, we were talking about satisfaction. Like, you know, obviously the money, obviously different job career. Those are all good, too. It benefits you and your family. But that personal satisfaction.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not even the money. Sometimes it's not the changing of career. And I say this because I've actually worked with two women in the past year. One is 73.
73.
And then I have another young lady who is 82. Who?
Oh my gosh!
Yes, she received her associate's a long time ago, and then she got into the workforce straight away. And then she decided that after she retired, now that she's retired, she's like, you know what? I think I want to finish. And so that's that personal satisfaction of she just wants to be able to say she did it. And so we've been working to see what we can do about finishing up a couple more ICC classes because, like I said, we are partnered with ICC. So we have what's called an articulation initiative or an articulation agreement, sorry. And essentially what that is like a list of classes that ICC offers that come in as the exact same courses that we offer. And it just so happens that she still has a couple more that she could finish with ICC. And if you're older than the age of 65 at ICC and you're taking 4-credit classes, so classes that are 4-credit, they're free.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. So we're going to get her
guys,
a couple more courses.
Wait. Did you hear that? You actually, if you're over the age of what?
65.
And I'm sure there are a few other stipulations, other qualifications, and we won't have time to discuss all those. But all right, if you're over 65 and you are thinking about finishing something with your
education. Get your associate's degree at ICC first.
Yeah, get your associate's degree at ICC. But if you already have your associate's degree.
There might still be a couple that you can take.
Call Nissa. She can help you.
So this student, as soon as she's done with her few ICC classes, we're going to get her finishing up her degree with us. And then,
she should be done really quickly. So she's finishing at ICC with no financial investment.
None.
And then she'll come finish up with you guys.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk about the cost effectiveness of this in just a minute. But wow, that's awesome. You know, what about just investing in your future? We put our money away, which is a good thing. It can be, but we forget that we need to invest some of that money back into ourselves.
Yeah.
Or personal professional development.
So the big thing is that, and I see these memes on Facebook all the time because they'll say things like, you know, people will tell you that $30 for a therapy session is too expensive, but people will go out and they'll spend $50 on a manicure or a pedicure.
Right.
And it's like the things that really could help you in your life, you don't want to pay for, but the things that are like extra frivolous little things, all of a sudden the money's not an issue.
No, this is the truth.
Yeah.
People find money to pay for what they really want.
Yes. And so,
at the end of the day, whether it's a carton of cigarettes or a gym membership or their education, if it's something they really want, they will find the money to pay for it. And if they don't really want it, they'll come up with an excuse like it's too expensive.
Yes. And especially if we go back to your earning potential, I mean, let's look at the fact that, you know, a little bit now is in the long run going to have you earning more so that you can do what you want with that money.
Right.
Like you wanted to in the first place.
You could actually, you know, you could do the math. You come talk to Nissa, find out exactly what it would cost for you to finish your education.
Yes.
And then you could say, all right, but if I do this, I'm going to be able to get a career making this much money per year. This is what I make now. And look at that difference, and you can see how long it'll take you to get an ROI, which is a return on your investment.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. So, you know, if you're worried about that, you need to figure out what the return on your investment's going to be. You might not want to go to medical school if you're 82.
Who knows?
I mean, you can if you want to.
Yeah, not that we offer it, but.
No, I'm just saying, but that's a pretty big investment.
Yes.
And you know, the odds are, but if you want to do it, definitely go for it. But I'm just saying, when you're looking at an ROI. And then this was something interesting that I found. Networking and self-development. Obviously, self-development, that kind of falls in education, but networking.
Yes.
It's like
especially,
a little tribe.
Yes. So especially in the ABE program. It's so funny because, and I told my students that when I first started in my position, I didn't expect them to start getting to know each other outside of the classroom because Maslow's hierarchy of needs tells you that, you know, non-traditional students, they're going to be focusing on the main things that they need in their life, and then all the extras will kind of fall to the wayside. And so family, shelter, food, a job, and clothing on your back, these are things that you absolutely need. And then we're looking at things like, okay, well, now we're earning the degree and we're reaching some kind of self-satisfaction, self-fulfillment. But then for them to spend extra time outside of the classroom with each other, I didn't expect to happen. And one of my students, that it was really funny, she said, you know, as an adult, I didn't go into this thinking I wanted to make friends, but I did.
But you did.
And it's not just friends, but I mean, getting to know people, and they can be working. That's the great thing about Abe. Our students are full-time working adults. Our instructors, most of them are adjunct, which means that they work full-time elsewhere in the field, and then they come and teach our courses one night a week, and the rest is online every 5 weeks, moving on to a new course. So 5-week courses seems like a quick, short time, but you get to know these people who are already working in fields that you're pursuing a degree in, which means that by the time you get to that point, you're going to be working in it.
So you make that you know connection. People. Oh my goodness. All right, guys, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning so far, and we want to thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. I am talking to Nissa Catton, as you know, from Lincoln College Abe, and talking about our weekly winning word education. And, well, now you know why you need to finish further your education or finish your bachelor's degree or get your bachelor's degree. And so I know there could be some things holding you back. Maybe there's some obstacles, right?
There generally are
some obstacles, and we want to overcome those obstacles for you. I think that Abe is just such a great resource here in our community. I mean, we have so many things in Peoria, and I think Abe is just another one of those blessings.
Hidden gem.
If you're a hidden gem, if you are an adult and you want to get that higher education, we have that option for you. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go register at a traditional full-on university.
You don't have to quit your day job.
And quit your day job, which I think is an obstacle. So that's why I have a list of concerns that I want Nissa to help us overcome today. And one of that is balancing your time, your work, your family with school. Yes. Like, how's that working out for people, Nissa?
Well, so the great thing is that Abe is flexible. Like I said, the classes are one night a week. The rest is online. And every 5 weeks, you move on to a new course. If a student needs to step out for 5 weeks, like, let's say, God forbid, death in the family, or if you need to take a semester off because, yay, baby, who knows? But we allow you to do that. No penalty, no obligation. You just hop back in when you're ready again. As long as you don't take off more than a year, you don't have to reapply. And as long as you haven't attended any other institution since you left us, and you don't even have to submit new transcripts since you've last been with us. So, I mean, that step out options. There we go. One night a week. So, you know, if you're working full time during the day, only one night a week. And then the online is on your own time, at your own pace, as long as you're meeting deadlines. And I tell students when they're talking about a work-life family balance, I can preach it to my students because I've done it.
I was about to say, did you go through your own course?
So I have actually taken 5 of our Abe courses alongside my
Smarty
students. Mostly just because I wanted to know what they were experiencing.
Sure.
But it actually, like I said, it got me to know my students better. It helps me to speak more candidly about the program, and it made me a better advisor. So I'm so glad I made that decision. But I had that fear myself. I was absolutely petrified the first time I took my first course because it's been a while since I finished my undergrad. But I can honestly say myself running the Peoria location for our Abe program, I work probably about 50 to 60 hours a week. I have a very sassy and active almost 5-year-old son. And my husband works in heating and air conditioning, so his hours are all over the place. And I was able to finish 5 of our courses. So, I mean, you can do it. And that's what I tell my students when they're worried about that balance. You can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Right. And, there is something to be said about that success story and being able to share that. And when they come and talk to you, the passion, for
yes.
sure. I love that. It's kind of like working in the weight loss industry when you've actually lost the weight and
yes.
kept it off yourself, right?
Yes.
And so now you can speak with that confidence that it is possible. You know it because it's been done. So
yeah.
that's really cool.
And one of those fears that they also have is they're worried that if they are a mom or a dad, that it's going to take away from the time that they have with their kids. But honestly, what you're showing your child is that you're never too old to learn. And that school is important, and that your education is important, and it's really helpful for them to some kind to sometimes be involved. I even have my son, when I'm taking my courses, sometimes we go through flashcards together, and he really enjoys that. So it could be a fun experience for you to do it together.
And spend that time with them?
Yes.
That is cool. That would be so fun. You can make your kids even smarter.
There you go.
Okay, so what about, like, how many times you sit down with someone and they're afraid they can't do it, like the fear of failure?
So the great thing is we set you up for success. It is a hybrid program. When people hear that online component, they automatically go, oh, I can't do online. There's no way. And I'm like, no, really, we make it happen for you. And so our students actually have to go through a mandatory orientation. I know people already think like, oh gosh, you know, something extra on my plate. It's only one night. I'm the one who teaches it here in Peoria. But essentially, we teach you how to use the online learning management system. We tell you about policies and procedures. You get to meet other students, ask questions. We set you up for success. We have tutoring services available, even online, where you can do like webcam tutoring sessions. There's online writing lab or the OWL, where you can submit papers and the English department will pre-grade it without actually grading it, so that way you kind of have someone reviewing it. Your peers and your instructors, their office hours are very flexible. They're always available, and they're super friendly and relatable. And like I said, they're working in it too, so they understand. So, I mean, that fear, yes, I get it. You're scared that you're going to fail. But as long as you're applying yourself, you can
do it.
You're
going to have the resources that you
Absolutely.
Need. There's no doubt. I can tell that already. That's amazing. And then, okay, last but not least, let's talk about the cost.
Yes.
Because I'm sure we got you guys talked in now to getting your bachelor's degree,
right? Of course
we
did.
And then
one night a week.
And the last question you have is, so how much is it going to cost me?
Yes.
So you got just a couple minutes here to let them know how much it costs and then how they can call you.
So our tuition is $330 a credit hour. So a 3-credit-hour course. About $990 per 5-week course. And you're like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot. We have scholarship options available for our Peoria students, specifically for our Peoria students. We actually just signed a partnership with RLI, where we have scholarships that are available to Peoria students that are only in Peoria. So there's an opportunity. Financial aid is available. Students look at this and they're like, wait, I'm not going full time. I'm part time. I'm one night a week. Yes, you can still use financial aid. Financial aid requires that you have at least 6 credit hours per semester. If you take one of our 5-week classes every 5 weeks in that semester, you take up to 9 credit hours in that semester, which means that you are then 3/4 of the time enrolled and you're eligible for financial aid. So if you want to utilize financial aid, you absolutely can. And then we also have what's called our Refer a Friend grant. So students that are already in the program, if they refer a friend, and that friend puts their name on their application, when they start their first class, that student that referred them gets 2 credits for free.
Oh, wow.
And it gets credited to their account so that it gets taken off of their tuition. So, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities to make this available. Also, tuition reimbursement, or if your employer offers tuition assistance as an opportunity, something that they don't necessarily always talk about, but if you dig deeper with your HR department, they might be willing to help you pay for it so that way you can pursue your education. And 9 times out of 10, when your employer is willing to invest in you, you're more willing to invest in them. So that employer recognizes that they need you.
Yes.
And you appreciate it. So, yeah.
So, it is affordable.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. How can they get in touch with you? You can Google it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's abe.lincolncollege.edu/Peoria. And then Nissa Catton, my phone number and my office, 309-690-6895.
All right. There you have it, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?